will be offered by Justin Graw, a senior at West Delaware High School in Manchester, who will sing the national anthem. He is the guest of Representative Hine of Jones County. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Carissa Wenger, our page from Mount Pleasant. Give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 58 by Hunter Stave, Masher et al. Bill for an act providing for a county of origin original and allowing for injunctive relief.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Agriculture.
House File 59 by Wolf. A bill for an act providing for a photo identification as a condition of cash checking or acceptance.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 60 by Hinson. A bill for an act relating to health care administrative simplification.
First reading bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 61 by Wheeler, a bill for an act relating to the Iowa core curriculum and the content and standards applicable to students in kindergarten through grade 12, including effective date provisions.
First reading bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 62 by Wheeler, a bill for an act creating a capital murder offense by establishing the penalty of death for murder in the first degree and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 63 by Anderson M. Smith, Masher et al., a bill for an act creating the criminal offense of female genital mutilation, providing penalties.
First reading the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 64 by Hunter Stade, Steckman et al., a bill for an act prohibiting employers and employment agencies from seeking the criminal record or criminal history from applicants for employment under certain circumstances, establishing a criminal history employment application task force, providing penalties and including effective date provisions.
First reading the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 65 by Hunter and Stade, a bill for an act prohibiting the sale, transfer, or possession of large capacity ammunition feeding devices, providing penalties and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 66 by Anderson Stade and Kurth, a bill for an act requiring the reporting of the loss or theft of a firearm to a local enforcement agency and providing penalties and remedies.
First reading the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 67 by Anderson, Masher, Kurth, and Kurtz, a bill for an act prohibiting certain persons from possessing, receiving, or transporting firearms and providing penalties.
First reading the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 68 by Hunter, Stade, Masher et al., a bill for an act modifying the elements defining hate crimes and providing penalties.
First reading the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 69 by Wills, a bill for an act relating to insurance coverage for public and private schools that authorize persons to go armed with, carry, or transport firearms on school grounds.
First reading the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 70 by Hunter, Stade, Masher, Kurtz, and Lunsing, a bill for an act repealing a declaration that the English is the language, official language of the state of Iowa.
First reading the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 71 by Sexton, Kaufman, Wills et al., a bill for an act establishing daylight savings time as the official time in this state throughout the year.
First reading the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File Law 72 by Hunter State, Kurtz et al., a bill for an act providing for the registration of eligible electors upon review of electronic records received from the state agencies, including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to Committee on State Government.
House File 73 by Hunter State and Kurtz, a bill for an act allowing registered voters to make application for absentee ballots through electronic means and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to Committee on State Government.
House File 74 by Worthen, D.O., Kaufman, and all, a bill for an act relating to the operation of motor vehicles in the leftmost lane of certain roadways and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to Committee on Transportation.
House File 75 by Sexton, a bill for an act relating to the gross weight of special trucks and providing fees.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to Committee on Transportation.
House File 76 by Wheeler, a bill for an act providing for the designation of voluntary income tax contributions on the Iowa individual income tax return and including retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Ways and Means. Are there any announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Forbes. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. This afternoon at 3:30, MedFarm Iowa will be having an open house at their facility here in Des Moines. It's off on Market Street. It's about 2 miles from here. And they will be showcasing their operations. Be able to see both their growing operations and how they process medical cannabis into different dosage forms. So invite you to get there between 3:30 and 5:30 this afternoon. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. If there's no further business, I move the House adjourned until Thursday, January 24th at 8:30 a.m.
Is there any further business to come before the House? Chair recognizes gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Good morning, Madam Speaker. The Democrats will caucus at 1 p.m. Otherwise, no further business.
Seeing no further business to come before the House, you have all heard the motion. All those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed shall say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the House is adjourned.